Welcome to Horse First. This is a podcast about beginning with the horse, about paying attention before we explain and listening before we decide what something means, which, as it turns out, takes a bit more skill than it sounds. It's not about blame. It's not about being right. It's about widening the view and learning to carry responsibility without hardening. I'm Lockie Phillips. This is a space for curiosity, steady practice, and skill that keeps the horse at the center. Let's begin. Confusion is not the enemy of a horse person or the horse. We have been sold a lie about confusion. Horse culture has a myth that needs to go to bed, go away, a myth that needs to die. The myth is this: confusion is dangerous. Confusion creates tension. Confusion causes behavioral problems. Confusion makes horses unsafe. So the goal becomes never confuse the horse. Always be clear. Always be decisive. Always avoid hesitation. But here's the truth, in my opinion. Confusion is not a failure. Confusion is cognition. Confusion is thinking. Confusion is the brain doing exactly what brains are supposed to do when something new is happening. If your horse is never confused, you're probably not teaching them anything. You are repeating. And repeating is not learning. Repeating is performance. It's parroting. A parrot can make human noises without human understanding. A horse can repeat a pattern without any actual embodied comprehension of the pattern. That is not partnership. That's just conditioning. And conditioning is by nature fragile, because conditioning requires the same conditions for it to succeed. Learning transcends the conditions in which it was learned. This episode is about why confusion is necessary and why we should stop treating it like a threat, and why horses who can consent and dissent can become safer, not more difficult or more dangerous. So confusion is a doorway into learning. It's not a state that they're supposed to live in forever. You don't live in a doorway, you pass through it. Confusion is the doorway to learning. Learning requires a moment where the old map doesn't quite work. That moment is confusion. The horse is asking, internally asking, what is being asked of me? What option works here right now? What leads to relief? What leads to success? What leads to relaxation? What leads to understanding? What leads to partnership? What leads to connection? They're asking, what is it? If you remove confusion completely, you do remove learning completely. Here's a practical example. You teach a horse to yield, therefore, yield away. At first, they don't know what you mean. They might shift weight. They might step forward and then look at you. That's confusion. That's not disobedience. It's processing. The horse is processing your request. If you punish that moment, even if you internally spiral or panic, in that moment, like, oh my God, the horse is hesitating. Oh my God, they're even disobedient. Or if you escalate the pressure until the horse, quote unquote, gets it, what you're actually teaching is, horse, don't think, just react, just respond. That produces fast responses, but not understanding. Confusion handled well produces horses who are literate in their communication with us. Confusion handled poorly produces eventually shutdown, dorsal vagal shutdown, disconnection from social connection, or maybe even explosive horses if they're wired for that. The problem was not confusion. The problem was humans who can't tolerate it. The problem is horse people who are confused about confusion. So the horse who is never confused is probably not learning. Allow me to be frank, even blunt. A horse who is never confused is either doing something they already know over and over, or so suppressed that they don't show uncertainty or hesitation anymore. Neither of these horses are truly safe. Neither of these horses actually understand what they're doing. Neither of these horses have learned anything. And neither of them is my goal. Practical example, a horse loads perfectly, walks straight on every time. But have they learned that the trailer is safe? Or have they learned that hesitation is just not allowed? You can tell by what happens when something changes. A new trailer, a different angle of loading, bad footing, strange lighting, bad weather, parking the trailer for loading in an unusual location, a longer wait inside the trailer than usual. A horse with understanding will pause, assess, communicate, and settle to these small changes, these small novelties in something that they've done before. A horse that's been trained out of confusion and into reactive responsivity will either freeze, blow through, or fail to load entirely unless the conditions are the same, right? That's the difference between a horse who understands they're learning emotionally or a horse who's just been conditioned into behaviors. A conditioned horse requires identical conditions to do the thing you've trained them to do. And when the conditions change, they often will act brand new and you have to go through the same process again. The obedient horse often has no middle gear to speak in. I mean, how many people drive manual cars now? I mean, I've driven a manual car for years until a couple of years ago, got myself an automatic, never going back. But if we remember first gear, fifth gear, even sixth gear in some cars, an obedient horse will not have second, third, fourth gear. They have no way to say, wait, give me a second. They have no way to say, let me just gear down without dropping anchor entirely. So they'll go from yes to a panic. They'll go from yes to a shutdown. That's not safety. That's fragility. So we confuse obedience with cooperation. This is where horse culture, in my view, just gets it wrong constantly. And I'm not looking to like attack everyone who trains through obedience because, of course, there is a time and a place where you say, horse, I don't need you to understand this right now. We just need to get this done right now. But that's not every conversation we need to have with horses. However, in horse culture, we tend to praise obedience like it's some kind of highest good, like it's a god to worship. But obedience is not the same as cooperation. An obedient horse complies because, for some reason, they've been conditioned into compliancy. Is that a word, compliancy? Into being compliant. They feel like they must comply. A cooperative horse, on the other hand, participates because they can. Obedience tends to remove options, and cooperation expands them. And here's the hard truth. An obedient horse has no way out unless it's a dangerous way out. If the only acceptable answer is yes, then the first no will often be dangerous, even explosive. A practical example. A horse is good, quote unquote good, for mounting to be ridden. They stand perfectly still until one day they don't. They walk off. They rear, bite, they blow up, or even worse, they shut down. People call it random or out of the blue. It's not random. It's a horse who had no earlier way to descent when they were learning, quote unquote, learning what that was all about. No trained channel to communicate discomfort. No option beside compliance until the compliance breaks entirely. A horse who can say no earlier is safer than a horse who can only say no too late. Let's be clear. Consent and dissent makes horses safer. This is one of the lies the horse world is telling us. They say consent and dissent eventually makes horses confused and dangerous. That is not true. Let's talk about what actually creates safety. It's not suppression, it's communication. A horse who can dissent is not a problem. A horse who can dissent is a horse who can stay in the conversation. Dissent is a horse opting into the connection, not opting out. They're saying, because I'm in this, I have to say no to this. Practical example. You're teaching a horse to accept being clipped, shaved with clippers. A suppression. Suppressed obedience, let's say, based approach forces tolerance. A consent-based approach teaches you can move away, you can pause, and you can come back. The horse learns they have agency. And the difference between the two is very small in a practical sense, in a mechanical sense. What you actually do when you teach these two approaches, it looks the same. Both look like exposing the horse to clippers. One says, shut down, shut down, shut down, let this happen to you. The other one says, sure, you can shuffle off, we can pause, and asks them to return. It's not that scary to train consent-based training, and it's not that complicated. We way overcomplicate it. The horse learns that they have agency. Then you teach an alternative. Instead of the horse leaving completely, you ask the horse, okay, can you stand and breathe for a sec? Can you touch this object if you can't touch it? Can you gesture towards it? You ask the horse, can you offer stillness just for a moment? Now the horse isn't trapped between compliance or escape. They have options, and options are safety in action. That is cooperation. That is a horse who stays with you because they can, and they've been given the option to stay and given the option to step back. And here's the part that I think is the best news about all of this. The handler who trains cooperation, consent, and dissent finally gets to relax their horsemanship anxieties. Here's what happens when you choose to train this way. Human beings stop living in an anxious uncertainty. We stop constantly wondering, does my horse hate this? Am I forcing them? Are they about to explode? Because the horse has a way to tell you, and you know they have a way to tell you because they've told you. And more importantly, the horse has been taught what to do instead. A horse who can say no and offer an alternative becomes predictable for us in the best possible way. They don't have to escalate or scream with their behavior to be heard. They know that they can communicate early, and a horse who communicates early communicates quietly. A quiet, communicative horse is always safe, allowing the human to relax, not because we dominate the horse and not because we become complacent, but because we trust the dialogue we have established with our horses. By virtue of the training, if the horse is doing it, they are choosing it. Not choosing in a human philosophical sense, choosing in a functional lived sense. They have options, they have a voice, they are not trapped, and they chose it. And this is what creates real safety. So let's stop fearing confusion. Confusion is not danger. Confusion is cognition. It's learning. If your horse is never confused, you're probably not teaching them anything. You are drilling them, or you are silencing them. A horse who can consent and dissent is not less safe. They are more safe because they have exit strategies that are not explosive. They have communication that is not violence. They have cooperation that's not concrete obedience. So here's the gentle question I'd like us all to sit with. Does your horse have a way to say no without becoming dangerous? And do they have a way to say yes without disappearing internally? That is the work. I am not here to convince anyone. If I was convincing, let it be the facts on the table that convinced you, not my tone and not my personality. What I want to do is steady the room, widen the view, and make it safer for horses to stay in the conversation with us. Thank you for listening. I hope this helped someone somewhere. And if it helped you, help me by sharing this with a friend or subscribing and downloading this podcast and maybe even reviewing it. That would be really helpful. Thank you. I'll see you next time. That's it for today. If something in this episode stayed with you, take it with you into your next moment with your horse, because that's where this work will really come alive. If you would like to support this podcast, a simple way to do that is by leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon. It will help more people to find these conversations, and it would mean a lot to me. Horse First with Lockie Phillips is distributed by the Believe Audio and Video Network. And just a gentle reminder, the content of this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. The opinions expressed are those of the host and guests and are not a substitute for professional, veterinary, or medical advice. I'm Lockie Phillips. Thank you for being here.